Okay, well, great. It was Saturday, August 7th, and we've just seen an exciting game with Sigma, the home team, and the Blue Devils with a 1-1 tie with the weather playing a part. It rained and didn't rain. It was hot. It wasn't hot. And however, I'm here with Duncan Wild, head coach of Blue Devils. And you want to say a few things just about today's game?
Yeah, I thought we played very, very well first half. We created four or five excellent chances to score.
Yes.
We've been scoring those type of goals the last two or three weeks. I was surprised we didn't find the back of the net more often in the first half. I thought we were good value for at least two or three.
Yeah.
We started the second half well. We kind of lost some shape, and we're trying to force a few things that we don't normally do. And we conceded, for us, a very soft goal to a free kick that we think in a million years was never a free kick. If anything, it was a free kick to us. So disappointing to concede in that manner. But again, after that, we created two or three more chances. But, you know, it's the same old thing, Robin. If you don't score goals, you don't win games. So only ourselves to blame.
Now, I had to bite my tongue not calling you, not using the word Oakville in your name anymore. I've been reading, I guess in the 2 years we've had in between, there's been a rebrand, and you've acquired a few and associations with a few young youth academies and so on. Gone from maybe 200 to 250 to maybe 350 to 400 kids. Is there some, like, overall ambition of the, you know, the rebrand, the acquisitions?
Yeah, well, we've noticed that several other programs in the province don't affiliate to one specific geographical location as Oakville or Mississauga or whatever. Just changing our name to the Blue Devils FC, I think, gives us more attraction in areas, you know, that are outside Oakville. We've got some partnerships and relationships now with. We've launched our new house league program in Oakville and Burlington. We've got some relationships in Milton. We're going to be partnering into a new facility in Milton very soon to train out of there, but we'll still play in Oakville. So it's just a new venture to do some things with soccer schools and soccer camps and different programs throughout the year.
Now, there's some new players to the team. Of course, there's through your own youth academy, but some folks that I've recall over the years, Cyrus Rolex is now on the team, and Leiford Allen, who used to be on Sigma, is now on the team. Was this like open tryouts, or they put the call out, I want to play somewhere?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, boys, after two or three years with one club, look for a different, you know, approach, a different style, a different opportunity. And during the long COVID break, we picked up one or two players last year. We played some exhibition games in 2020 during when we were allowed to. And Cyrus came at that point, and so did Leiford, from different clubs, but obviously very familiar to us. We lost Novak to CPL, so we had some replacing to do there. And we've got some young strikers that are already back at school with Darren Armstrong, Matt Robo, that would be on our League One roster. So it's been a good fit for us to pick up a couple of new faces for this long season. This season's going to go to November.
Yeah.
And we can't rely on those younger boys.
Yeah, there's going to be. That's, I think, why some of the teams ducked down to the championship rather than this, because they were losing their players so soon.
Yeah.
It's August. Back to school, coach. I'm out of here. And just one more thing. Just as we saw the Canadian Women's World Cup, or in the Olympics, they just won the gold medal, and so I was marking out like with five Lady Lynx players that I remembered over the years. I remember her, and you were actually coach of the Lady Lynx in their final year, 2014. Do you have any memories of some of those players thinking, yeah, someday a gold medal?
I do, but I wasn't the head coach. Danny Stewart was the head coach.
Yeah.
I was the head coach of the men's pro team.
True.
But we used to train together when we went to PDL and we had W League. We would train at Centennial Park together and did a lot of work with you know, with both groups. And yeah, the girls have done very, really, really pleased for them. And Alicia and Kadisha was with us for a while, and Ashley, yes, Lawrence, and two or three more that were there yesterday. So, you know, very, very pleased for them, and very happy that we had an opportunity to be part of that development.
Well, I'd written you in as a coach for a few games. I looked over my own archives, maybe, yep, when Danny Stewart couldn't get off the line at GM or something like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I did. So I helped.
You filled in a few games.
I helped,
yeah,
him for one or two, and as I've done with the Lady Blue Devils now. So yeah, it just happens. But yeah, all good, and congratulations to them.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll see you. Wishing you best wishes for the end of the season. Thanks.
See you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
See you.